Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area. Hello, can you hear me?
I can. What's up?
Okay. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, what is your zip code?
11746.
811?
No, 11746.
1746. Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Excuse me?
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What were the first two choices?
Male,
and something else. What was that?
Male?
Now?
Male.
What?
For M-A-L-E, male.
I'm a male, yes.
Okay, sorry for that. Now, can you please tell me, what is the year of your birth?
1960.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. Puerto yo hablo español, but no, I'm white.
Okay, got it. And just give me 1 second. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have a BS degree.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020. Oh, let's see. Who did I vote for? I don't remember.
Okay.
That was a bad idea. I don't remember.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for president at the U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
I'm going to be voting. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10? Again, when as 0 means your vote has no power
six.
At all.
Six. Okay. I live in New York. We always vote the same way. So 6.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, can you please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement? It says, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Yes.
Neither?
I strongly agree. Strongly.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or...
What matters? What matters?
Okay. Okay. The choices are protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. This
matters
a lot.
100%. 110.
Okay, thank you. Then we have protecting gender and gender equality?
Matters.
Okay, and the choices are matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, and does not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. Then we have election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Again, the same choices.
Why? Why? What's the
Sorry?
Question? I don't get the question.
The question is, if this matters a lot, matters
yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah, matters. Everything. Yes, you got to vote. You got to vote. You got to vote.
Okay. And the last one says the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. How much does this matter to you?
Oh, very much.
Okay, thank you so much. And now we know people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, could you say if you nothing will stop you, if you want to vote and probably will? If it's convenient, you will vote. You doubt, you will vote. Or no chance, you will vote. The first one says, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. How
vote.
Likely
yes,
are you to vote?
Vote? Yes, got to vote. You got to vote for that. Yep, yep.
Okay.
Vote.
Then we have protecting gender equality.
Vote.
Okay.
Got to vote then for we that. Yep.
Then we have election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
What's that? What's your question?
Yes. If
what?
How likely are you to vote? Nothing will stop you
well,
to vote?
Yeah, we're going to vote. Everybody's going to vote in November.
Okay.
We'll vote early.
And the last...
We're going to vote early.
Okay, got it. And the last one says the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Oh.
How?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
How likely are you to vote? Nothing will stop you to vote. You want
I
to vote?
I will be voting. I will be voting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, the third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else? Or would you not vote?
Let me think hard. Should I vote for the criminal? Should I vote for that crazy man? No. Kamala.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third-party, or independent? Okay,
Democrat.
Thank you so much for your answer. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot of this November, how much motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much motivated to vote? Somewhat motivated? No change? Somewhat less motivated? Much less motivated?
Yeah, there's nothing on the ballot for that, though.
I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, there's not, in New York, there's nothing on the ballot for that.
Okay. And is that much more or somewhat motivated?
I'm going to vote.
Well, I mean, if the question is about...
Unless I'm dead, I'm voting, all right?
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? It's a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or
nothing
at all?
I didn't hear anything. Don't we just have...
Okay.
That's why I live in New York. We have rights here.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a text of Prop 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. And it says, adds certain protection to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity and pregnancy also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. IES both put these protections against discrimination in the New York
State. I don't know. Is that on the ballot?
This may appear, might appear on the ballot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Just both put these protections against discrimination in the New York State's Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state's Constitution. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
What does yes mean?
A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protection on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, give voting rights to immigrants, private housing discrimination, strengthen voting rights protection, or put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? You can select all that apply.
There's too many things in there. I can't agree to all of them. I can't agree to all those. There's too many things in there.
You can choose all you want. You know, maybe not all, but the ones that you want.
Some.
Okay. I don't know if are you okay if I read them again and you said yes or no for each one? Sorry?
I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
I'm going to read you the question again. Well, based on what I read of the amendment, do you think
I agree with most of them, but not all of them.
Okay. So what I was saying is that I'm going to read them again, one by one, and you will tell me if you agree.
Okay.
Sorry? Okay. The first one is strengthening protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is provide protections on the basis of gender.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Then we have remove parents' rights over the children's medical decisions.
Yep. Yeah, they get to decide, not the government.
Okay. Then we have put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Women get to do what they want, right? There's no laws that prevent men from doing anything. Yes.
Okay. Then we have prevent discrimination based on age.
No, you can't discriminate. No. Except when it's Biden, and then he has to leave the office because he's old. Okay. Except for the president, yeah.
Okay. Now we have give voting rights to immigrants.
Well, you can't. Yes, if they're American citizens.
Okay.
If you're not an American citizen, you can't vote.
Okay. And then we have private housing discrimination.
Private what?
Private housing discrimination.
Yeah, you can't discriminate people. You can have a dog too, you know. Lots of dogs.
Okay, and then we have straining voting rights protections.
What kind of protection?
Voting rights protection.
Well, yeah. You can be able. Yeah, you can drink water on the line.
Okay, got it. And then we have put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution.
Yeah, put that in there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Do what they want.
Okay, thank you so much. Now that this amendment will, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably vote no? Or definitely
no,
vote no?
Yes. Yeah, ladies, okay. Do what they want. Stay out of the, stay
okay.
out of the pants. Ridiculous.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
Well, I'm not going to, well, if it's on the ballot, I'm voting okay, but if it's, but I'm not running to the, yeah, I'll vote for that, yes. I don't know, yeah,
okay.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay, and is that much more motivated or somewhat more
motivated?
Well,
I'm not motivated, I'll just go vote. If it's on the ballot, I'm voting for it. I didn't even know it's on the
okay.
ballot. That's how motivated I am. How do I know?
Okay. Well, it can be, the choice for this can be no difference, right, in your decision?
What?
About the motivation?
What?
There's no difference on your motivation?
Yeah, I don't really, I'm not having an abortion. Did you remember I'm a male? I don't get to decide that. Men shouldn't be deciding what women do, okay? I'm not deciding. Let the women decide.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly agree, and a 10 means you strongly, 0 means you strongly disagree, and a 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, everyone deserves the chance to try, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Okay, that's a 10. Move on.
Okay. Then we have, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than siloing or some groups.
Oh, no, we should protect the rich people. We should give them extra tax benefits. And, yeah, the rich people should be protected. They need help.
Okay. And on a scale from 0 to 10, how much is that?
Oh, I was kidding. Yes, everyone should be protected. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So is this on a scale of 0 to 10? Because I need you to tell me one number, you know.
But 10. Yeah, 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then we have, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Okay.
Do what you want.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come
from.
Of
course, 10. 10, 10, 10,
okay.
10.
Thank you so much. Now we have, it's important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
For whom? For whom?
I'm not sure. This is what the survey says, and I'm not too informed about this, sir. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know. What do I know? I'm a man. Don't want to be a woman. Don't really understand that. Don't care. Do what you want. That's what I say. Do whatever you want.
Well, I need you to tell me one number between 0 and 10. I can't decide for you.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Well, we're not giving handouts to immigrants. I'm not answering that question. What are you going to do? They're here. What are you going to do? They came here. You let them in. What are you going to do with them? That's just it's stupid.
Okay, it can be a 5. It means that you are not that you not agree and not disagree.
Okay, 5.
Okay, thank you. Then we have defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
I'm a man. I'm not going to have an abortion.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, because I need you to tell me one number, you know.
I don't care.
Can be a 5.
Okay, yeah, give it a 5. Don't care.
Okay, thank you.
Better yet, it's none of my business, okay?
Okay, got it. Now we have children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents.
Nobody knows better to do than their parents, all right? Let the parents do what they want with their kid. Ken?
Okay. And
parents, okay, right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And the last one says, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Of course not. isn't that a given?
Okay. And a scale of 0 to 10, what is that?
To 10, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Just give me 1 second.
No, I can't do anymore. I need my nap. It's nap time.
I really understand, but we are 69% complete. We're almost done.
How much complete? Oh, okay, fine.
Okay. I'm going to read you a short statement about the program.
No! How much longer is this?
As I told you, it's 69% complete, sir.
No, I can't do any more. I'm too tired. Bedtime for me.
I can program a call back. I don't know if you're
okay
with that.
No, just, okay, keep going.
Okay, thank you so much.
10, 15.
Okay. The text says, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers. Explicit private discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Everyone gets to do what they want. 10, I'll vote. Yep, 10. Do what you want. Do what you want. We're
okay.
Here. These are silly questions at this point. Everybody gets to do what they want. Who said that's silly?
Okay. Then we have, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not, but once again, as you may know, there will be election for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances...
I'm ready.
Sorry?
Yes. Ready? Yes, I'm voting.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements, and can you tell me if you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? The first statement says, This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the second statement says, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigrant laws. They are simply about clothing hopeless in their state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Yes, it's next piece. And no, children cannot get gender affirming care unless their parents say so.
Okay. So which one of the statements do you find more convincing?
What? I don't know.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of the Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and a 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much motivating do you think this reason is?
5. Not a woman.
5, okay. Okay, then we have, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 71 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back of abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Right. Okay. Whatever.
Then we have, the government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens, but putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalism agenda in our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. Is this vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November?
What? Yeah, protect people.
Okay, 7.
Okay. 7. Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if you don't, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. It is, add certain protections to the state bills of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and authority. Again, I just vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing all this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey?
Oh, unless I'm dead, I'm voting.
Okay, so all this you just heard, this makes no change on your decision, right?
I was going to vote no matter what.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, just because the survey is designed like this, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all.
I'm voting.
Okay, thank you so much. I know. Now we have, do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, 2 lesbian or gay, 3 bisexual, or 4 something else?
Oh, I'm something else.
Okay, thank you. And can you please specify?
No, I'm just something else.
Actually, I need to put something here, you know, because if not, I can't continue with the survey.
I'm nothing. I got nothing.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry?
I like chocolate ice cream.
Okay, good. Now can you tell me, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Right now I'm single.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
I have a little baby that's 5 years old.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
They're
both crazy.
Okay, got it. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent? A student or other?
I'm other.
And again, can you specify?
I retired and then I just work a little bit if I want to.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And now the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
A lot. A lot. Can you give me ranges?
Yes. The ranges are less than 24,999. 25,000.
Oh, keep going. Go to the top. Go higher.
maybe to 75,000 to
okay.
80.
$250.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, your patience,
okay.
and your help.
Again. I'm going to miss you. Okay. Can I ask you, are the surveys always this long?
Not all the surveys, but some, yes.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, good luck. How do you keep people on the phone? Don't people hang up?
Yes, actually, yes. Some people hang up in the middle of the survey.
Yeah, I can't hang up on anybody. I'm one of those people. I just can't do it. All right. So, okay. Call me again, though, okay? Got my number? Call me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.